Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when the election, which means so much to the direction of the country. Are we going to have a divided government again? Yeah, that's what it would involve, because right now, formally, the Democrats control the House, they control the Senate, and yes, they control the White House. They're going to continue to control the White House as long as Joe Biden stays above ground, and they'll continue to control the White House, period, until, because the vice president is also a Democrat, they will continue to control the White House until 2025. And that's a bit of time. However, it could very well be, it's highly likely, that the Republicans will take control of the House of Representatives, which will mean all kinds of differences in terms of what is being investigated. Instead of investigating January 6th and the attack on the Capitol building, we're probably going to get a lot of investigations about Hunter Biden and his very dubious role in a number of business enterprises and with a number of foreign powers, including Ukraine and China. So, yes, there could be all kinds of changes with the elections coming up. There also could be a real change in Los Angeles. For the first time in a very long time, actually, it's been 20, 30 years since there was anyone who was anything other than a very open progressive and militant progressive as the mayor of Los Angeles. But right now, Rick Caruso is running a serious campaign against the Democratic candidate, Karen Bass. Rick Caruso used to be a Republican. He isn't a Republican. If he were, he would be ruled out, basically, by most Angeleno voters. He recently had an exchange in the debate, the way that he was introduced. Was debating Representative Karen Bass, who's a member of Congress. She's leaving Congress to become mayor of L.A., and she is the front-running candidate. When the journalist and moderator for their debate, whose name is Dunya Elvir, she's a TV journalist, she declared that Los Angeles was soon going to have either an African-American mayor or a white male as the next mayor. Which does sound like, okay, so what are we trying to say here? We're trying to say that if you are an enlightened soul, you want the African-American woman rather than the white male, right? Rick Caruso objected, but he objected on strange grounds. Listen, this is clip 7.
This question goes for the both of you. The next mayor of Los Angeles will be either an African-American woman or a white man?
I'm Italian.
Italian-American.
Thank you. That's Latin. Thank you.
Latin.
Okay. Once upon a time, it's interesting that he did that, and everyone laughed at it, and fine. But once upon a time, there were people who were deeply racist, who looked at the two largest immigrant groups right at the turn of the century. And between 1880 and 1920, by most counts, the largest number of immigrants were either Eastern European Jews or Italians. And there was a good deal of prejudice against both groups, and neither group was considered white, and which just goes to show you. So he's not. And by the way, that's part of the origins of Columbus Day, and Columbus Day became a national holiday partially in reaction to the Ku Klux Klan and other racist forces having lynched 13 Italian Americans who were falsely accused of murder in New Orleans. No, really. And at that point, the Knights of Columbus and other groups representing the America's growing Italian community thought, look, we have to do something to honor Italian Americans, so we'll have Columbus Day. And this was right in the period when they were finishing the 400th anniversary of Columbus's voyage. In any event, there's an issue involving Columbus Day where the city leaders of a community in the Bay Area of San Francisco are feeling, well, deeply apologetic for a horrifying incident that happened on Columbus Day. So to understand what that is, we're going to have to journey to San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going.
Okay, this is not San Francisco itself. It's a much smaller community, but it's a San Francisco television station, KRON4, Channel 4 in the Bay Area. And it's about Campbell, California, which is actually closer to Silicon Valley. But in Campbell, California, Campbell City leaders have unanimously apologized yesterday because... Now, this is kind of horrifying, so please sit down. Don't be shocked. Concentrate on your driving if you're driving. But I know it's hard to believe, but the town of Campbell, California, had to apologize because the city on Monday celebrated Columbus Day. And how did they do it? Well, what's the most offensive thing you could do? They illuminated a water tower with red, white, and blue lights. On Monday, the city's Facebook page... on Monday, the city's Facebook page posted a photo of the water tower illuminated by the red, white, and blue lights. It said, "Look towards the water tower tonight for a special lighting. At the request of the city council, our Campbell Water Tower will be lit this evening in red, white, and blue to commemorate hashtag Columbus Day." Local residents, the report says, were outraged. Columbus Day? Really? Why aren't we observing Indigenous Peoples Day? This is very, very upsetting. Renee Parmalee commented on the city's Facebook post. "It's so backwards, it's embarrassing. This is a city comprised of caring, educated residents who reside in Silicon Valley," Margaret Morey wrote. "Get with the times, dude. There's nothing to celebrate about Columbus," said Leslie Knechtel. The city was built on land where the Muwekma Ohlone tribe lived for thousands of years. City Council member Sergio Lopez wrote a lengthy apology on Tuesday. I'm sure he did.
"Love means never having to say you're sorry."
And he said the incident fell far short of the standards of our community. They lit the water tower for one night, red, white, and blue. What is the problem? "The water tower is meant to be a symbol of unity for our community. We should instead recognize that yesterday was Indigenous Peoples Day, celebrating the beauty of their culture. And nothing says Native American culture like a water tower, right?" This is, the water tower is meant to be a symbol of unity and not to celebrate the actions of someone who committed genocide against them. Lopez imagined how embarrassing the water tower lighting happened. Well, is explanation really necessary? We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
No, you're really full of insults today, aren't you?
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Medved Show. We are talking about some of the craziness happening in various parts of California and the state of Washington. So we would be remiss if we weren't talking about at least a little bit this bizarre story where three members of the LA City Council, including the ex-council president, have resigned and been forced to resign and have been, I mean, totally humiliated, and probably their public careers are over. And they were caught in a tape-recorded conversation. And these are the council president and two members of the council, all of whom are Latino, all of whom are Hispanic Americans. And they were talking among these in this context and what they thought was privately, and it's still unclear how or why the tape recording got out. And some of the comments were racist. I mean, there's just no other word for it. She described her, it was Nooney, I believe is her first name, described one of her colleagues who is white and described his black son, adopted son. He's a white gay guy, and he and his husband have adopted this black boy, and apparently there was a parade, and the young man had been asked to be on some float for the parade, and he described in Spanish the little boy as acting like a monkey.
Excuse me?
And this produced an emotional response with a speech by another member of the council about the racist remarks that actually dotted this whole conversation. The conversation was about redistricting the city council, very sensitive subject anyway. This is a condemnation of the former city council president, Martinez. Listen.
There are a lot of people who are now asking for forgiveness. Asking for forgiveness is a good first step. But, well, it's a second step, because first, you must resign and then ask for forgiveness. On these tapes, I have heard the worst of what Los Angeles is. From you, I am hearing and I'm seeing what the best of Los Angeles is.
Okay, that's they had a crowd of about 50 people who came in demanding no forgiveness. There had to be resignations. Well, now there are resignations. How this impacts Rick Caruso saying he's not white, he's Latin because he's Italian-American. Gil Garcetti, or Eric Garcetti, who's the outgoing mayor, has also partially Italian heritage and partially Jewish heritage. I believe he is officially the first Jewish-identified mayor of Los Angeles. It was more about the meeting this morning, and it was a meeting of the January 6th committee, and it was dramatic. And Liz Cheney, predictably, gave one of the most forceful presentations to open the session. She sounded like this. This is clip 10.
The vast weight of evidence presented so far has shown us that the central cause of January 6th was one man, Donald Trump, whom many others followed. None of this would have happened without him. He was personally and substantially involved in all of it. Exactly how did one man cause all of this? Today, we will focus on President Trump's state of mind, his intent, his motivations, and how he spurred others to do his bidding, and how another January 6th could happen again if we do not take necessary action to prevent it.
Okay, she has already been leading some of the ways that you prevent it, which is updating and reform of the Electoral Count Act of 1887, which is way outdated, and it set up this vague, uncertain aspect of what the vice president's role really is in announcing the certification of the votes. But when she says none of this would have happened without Donald Trump, it's true, isn't it? I mean, is it imaginable that with any other president, certainly if Mike Pence had been the president, that wouldn't have happened? And without this one individual deciding to ask for overturning of the election result, and to do so, and that was part of the most shocking element of the evidence that they showed today, is they had extremely strong evidence of people close to President Trump and his most trusted advisors, his attorney general. Well, for instance, there was this tape that was played of former Attorney General Bill Barr and what he had to say to the January 6th committee that he told Trump about the claims for voting fraud. This is clip 12.
Into this and would, you know, tell him how crazy some of these allegations were and how ridiculous some of them were. I'm talking about some of the ones like, you know, more absentee votes were cast in Pennsylvania than there were absentee ballots requests. You know, stuff like that. It was just easy to blow up. There was never an indication of interest in what the actual facts were. Then he raised the big vote dump, as he called it, in Detroit, and that, you know, he said people saw boxes coming into the counting station at all hours of the morning. And I said, Mr. President, there are 630 precincts in Detroit, and unlike elsewhere in the state, they centralized the counting process, so they're not counted in each precinct. They're moved to counting stations, and so the normal process would involve boxes coming in at all different hours.
The point being that President Trump had been told again and again and again that the stuff that he was repeating almost endlessly about stolen election, it just wasn't true. And it was, as Bill Barr said, crazy. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. inflation eased slightly in September to 8.2%, but underlying prices, excluding energy and food, accelerated to a new four-decade high of 6.6%. The president saying he's doing his best to tame 40-year high inflation.
Before I begin, let me say a few words quickly about today's report on inflation. Americans are squeezed by the cost of living. It's been true for years, and folks don't need to be a report to tell them they're being squeezed. Fighting this battle every day is a key reason why I ran for president of the United States.
The Democratic-led January House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol voted to issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump for testimony and documents. The Dow gaining 827 points on Thursday to close at 3038. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are the greatest guy on this earth.
Michael Medved.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day. It's seriously the greatest show on earth.
Listen to The Michael Medved Show.
And one of the things we try to do is we try to be up to date on everything. And that's why we sometimes will cover events as they're unfolding. And that desire to cover events as they're still unfolding led me to a bad misstatement yesterday when we were talking about the Alex Jones verdict. This is the second Alex Jones verdict. There will be a third trial coming up in Austin, Texas, which is where his InfoWars empire is based. But yesterday I had said on the air that Alex Jones was talking, they were talking about, as a fine, the cost for being found guilty of defamation and, for pain and suffering and for real damages for these, Sandy Hook families that he had traduced and insulted and undermined, claiming they were crisis actors after they actually lost their children in one of the most horrible shootings in recent American history. In any event, I was wrong. I mean, because it was still unfolding and they were giving the totals for each of these individuals. The total amount that Alex Jones has been ordered to pay the families of Sandy Hook victims, and there's one FBI agent who was also part of the damages. His cost was almost $1 billion. It's $970 million, which is a lot of damage, but again, he kept up with the nonsensical idea that this shooting was a hoax, that these weren't real people, that they were crisis actors. He at one point thought they were crisis actors who had been mobilized by the Israeli Secret Service, and why the Israeli Secret Service, the Mossad, would want to be involved in a fake shooting in Connecticut. Who knows? In any event, what's amazing to me is that there's a real question about whether he will be able to raise the $970 million he needs to pay these families. His total wealth has been estimated at about $250 million, which is not bad. But that didn't prevent him from going right directly from the courtroom where the verdict was announced to gasps and to the grateful expressions of the families who felt they were going to get some kind of compensation for the real pain and suffering that they suffered because of this stuff that Alex Jones had said for years, every day on the air. In any event, he went directly from the courtroom to his InfoWars studio, and he reacted to the verdict on live radio, and then asked for a plea, not for forgiveness, but for assistance. Listen, this is clip 17.
Ain't gonna be happening. Ain't no money.
Our verdict as to damages in this case, we award damages to each plaintiff and against Alex Jones and three.
I killed the kids, folks. Let's see.
Number one, compensatory damages. Instructions. Fill in both numbers for each plaintiff and go.
Now remember, I'm in bankruptcy. We got 2 years of appeals. The money you donate does not go to these people. It goes to fight this fraud, and it goes to stabilize the company. They want us shut down. That's why the ambulance chasers did this, why they use these families. So save InfoWars. We're fighting Goliath. We'll win because of you. Save InfoWars. Double Patriot points, 10% off of 1776 right now at InfoWars store. But you see, you want somebody to fight for you? I'm doing it, and you see what they do. So you want to fight? That's fine. It's your decision. But that's where we are. That's the whacked out system of the left.
Okay. If there's anybody out there who's thinking of donating to Alex Jones to pay the damages to the Sandy Hook families, 1-800-955-1776. His attorney also had this to say about the verdict and the $970 million that he's been ordered to pay. Listen.
We live in divided times. They've been weaponized and used for political purposes in this country, in my view. And today is a very, very, very dark day for freedom of speech.
Okay. Again, freedom of speech doesn't mean the ability to make stuff up that you know to be untrue. One of the standards for losing a defamation case is showing reckless disregard for the truth. And if you listen to some of what he said about the children of Sandy Hook were not really dead, that they were fake funerals, that the photographs of these children who had been killed, horribly murdered, were fake, that he claimed against one of the parents in particular who got the most money. He got $120 million awarded. He took a tape of that father at the funeral saying that he was laughing because he was putting one over on people. Is that actually laughing because part of what he was doing was recalling some of the happier times when his little boy, who was 7 years old, who had been killed, was still alive? I mean, come on. And then there was this, and this is part of what came out, and I was mentioning this before, that some of the new information that was presented by the January 6th committee this morning was from the Secret Service and about the warnings of violence well ahead of January 6th. This is Representative Adam Schiff, sharing some of that information. Right after the... In any event, part of what he was saying was by the morning of January 6th, it was clear that the Secret Service anticipated violence. One agent predicted on the morning of January 6th, it was a calm before the storm. Here it is.
Example was an alert that the Secret Service received on December 24th with the heading, Armed and Ready, Mr. President. According to the intelligence, multiple users online were targeting members of Congress, instructing others to march into the chambers on January 6th and make sure they know who to fear. In this report received on December 26th, a Secret Service field office related tip that had been received by the FBI. According to the source of the tip, the Proud Boys plan to march armed into D.C. They think that they will have a large enough group to march into D.C. armed, the source reported, and will outnumber the police so they can't be stopped. The source went on to say, their plan is to literally kill people. Please, please take this tip seriously and investigate further. The source also made clear that the Proud Boys had detailed their plans on multiple websites, like the Donald.win. Let's pause.
Okay, look, the idea that with that level of warning and communication from the Secret Service, that they weren't better prepared at the Capitol building, now that's not on Trump, because it's not his job to actually supervise the Capitol building. It's the other branch of government. But it does show what a terribly dark day it was and how easy it should have been for them to take appropriate protective action. And why not? Well, partially because nothing like this had ever happened before. Economic news about inflation and the market soaring, we'll get to that coming up. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, one of my least favorite members of the House of Representatives is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who gets so much attention and so much adulation. What's really amazing is she basically was taking a position or was confronted by shouting protesters because of a position she took that was actually admirable and shouldn't be controversial at all. Why is it controversial? Well, because there are elements of the left, her natural base of support, that are just downright crazy. This is what it sounded like at a Bronx Town Hall event, where she was criticized and shouted down because she supported sending aid to Ukraine. Listen.
Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard, she's left the Democratic Party because they're pulling war hawks, okay? You originally voted, you ran as an outsider, yet you didn't.
There will be no neighbors if there's a nuclear bomb. You voted to mobilize and send money to Ukrainian Nazis. You're a coward. You're a progressive socialist. Where are you against the war mobilization? He's telling the right truth. You have done nothing. Tulsi Gabbard has shown guts where you've shown cowardice. I believed in you, and you became the very thing you sought to fight against. That's what you've become. You are the establishment, and you are the reason why everybody will end up in a nuclear war unless you choose to stand up right now and denounce the Democratic Party. Will you do that?
To denounce the Democratic Party for helping the Ukrainian people who have been the victims of hideous war crimes, of shelling of civilians, of rapes, of murders, of tortures. I mean, honestly, I thought that we had sort of moved on, even people on the far left, from sympathy for the old Soviet Union. And yeah, once upon a time, people thought, oh, Castro, he was terrific. Stalin had his American fans, believe it or not, despite being a mass murderer. The idea that basically people would be yelling with that fervent belief and hold up Tulsi Gabbard, who is a very strange political player, and who knows if now that she has left the Democratic Party, partially over the issue of the Ukraine, where she will find a home, because fortunately both parties, the overwhelming majority of both parties, support the idea that you cannot allow a nuclear power like Russia to just walk in to another country and to begin killing people and to destroy that country's sovereignty, which is exactly the point of Putin's war. If that's not it, what is? And the idea that they are Ukrainian Nazis is, of course, ridiculous, especially at a time when I think that very deservedly, President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine is one of the most admired leaders in the world. Look, this is extraordinary. An email came in from Dave. It says, Michael, it is apparent that pandering to the homeless hasn't reduced the numbers. It's even increased them. The efforts have built an industry around homelessness. Michael, this is just to remind you, if necessary, that the homeless problem isn't a new or recent development. In my opinion, the problem is portrayed as sort of an easy fix, just pour money toward it. The problem isn't just lack of affordable housing, addiction, mental health, unfortunate circumstances, or irresponsible behavior. Homelessness is due to all of those elements, and each of those elements should be addressed legally and appropriately by the local government. We don't have people in charge who are willing to make a clear statement of behavior is acceptable, then sort of through the legalities of dealing with those people. I am sure that you are aware of this and more. What concerns me is that every few years a new batch of young people become aware of this problem and view it as a recent development. Thank you, Dave. Dave, it's not a recent development at all. You're right. There have always been homeless people. But it used to be that the right to sleep in a park or the right to sleep on the street was not allowed. The police would arrest you. And it was simply not considered to be a human right to sleep on the street. One of the things and one of the reasons people view this problem so differently is it's so much more visible now. The idea of homeless encampments and the proliferation of homeless people everywhere, and particularly in Seattle, the difference in the 26 years that we have lived here between what downtown was and what downtown is, with a proliferation of trash, of graffiti, of discarded needles, and of encampments and tents everywhere. It is appalling. And yes, that should be addressed legally with people sorting through what is responsible and irresponsible, acceptable and unacceptable behavior. It is a must. A new movie, which to some critics is a great big must, is the latest from Cate Blanchett. It's being touted as an Oscar contender, but does Tar deserve it? Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Cate Blanchett gives another passionate and impressive Oscar-worthy performance in a new film about a world-renowned orchestral conductor who, for the first half of a very long film, manages to hide darker elements of her personality and her past in Tar, now in theaters.
You want to dance the mask? You must service the composer. You got to sublimate yourself, your ego, and yes, your identity.
You must, in fact, stand in front of the public and God and obliterate yourself.
but that process is in no way easy to watch. Writer-director Todd Field gives a complicated, tormented view of the difficult world of international classical music, but his central character comes across in the end as more appalling than admirable, with a fate that's sad but never rising to tragedy. Rated R for sexual scenes and references, and some harsh language. 2.5 stars for Tar, full of artistry but short on satisfaction. And coming up next time on the Michael Medved Show, we have a couple of movies to review, including the latest from Mila Kunis. It's a movie where she's also the producer. It is called The Luckiest Girl Alive, and it's about the survivor of a very complicated school shooting, which you find out about. There's also a new film, fascinating documentary, about exploring to locate the actual location of Mount Sinai in the Bible, which is very important in the Bible. Where is it exactly? We'll be taking a look at the journey to Mount Sinai and other films. We'll also be joined by John Yu, a great professor of law at University of California at Berkeley, talking about the hearings and the desire to subpoena President Trump. Should he, as a matter of politics and a matter of law, answer the subpoena and come present his case to the committee while that committee still survives? There's also take a look at the midterms with Jonathan Allen of NBC, who's been all around the country. There are a handful of elections that could change the outcome of the entire campaign, where there are real surprises going on in terms of elections that at one point, very recently, it seemed close. Some of those surprises advantaging Republicans, many of them actually, and a few advantaging Democrats. We will take a look at where we stand just a couple of weeks from Election Day. And Forbes reports on cities all across the country from Boise to Waco, insisting on promoting abortion protections or their own abortion bans and ignoring state laws. Why is this happening and what does it mean? Plus, the weirdest U.S. Senate nominee in all of history. That's what Paul Kangor calls. Well, we'll let you know tomorrow, next time, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.